Well, fortunately, it was an elaborate hoax, but unfortunately, it still made the evacuation of up to 20 families having to be put out of their homes, because it's something that you can't take for granted, whether it is a hoax or it isn't a hoax. It's like this sort of attitude and these actions are not, our community don't want this. We don't want to go back to those days, and the community definitely don't need this upset. You know, no matter when it is, be it the weekend or during the week or whatever, you know, to actually have to get out of your home for hours before being allowed back in again, it's uncalled for, and it's not on.
It does raise fears too that should a similar such device that isn't an elaborate hoax come into focus in the future, that maybe some people might not take it so seriously.
Oh, exactly. Like PSNI, the minute it was reported, you know, they have to act upon it, and which they did. And, like, as I say, nobody knew whether it was a hoax or not, but it must be considered viable until proven otherwise. So therefore, you know, a cordon down of the area, nobody getting in and out, nobody being able to leave or get out of their homes, and then to be evacuated out of their homes and told not to go back in again. Like, there was elderly there and there was children as well. And this device was actually found near a children's play area, you know, where children were actually playing at the time.